Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to look at the energies of Venus in your natal chart. In today's show, I'm going to go through all 12 astrological signs and talk about the energies of your natal Venus in regards to self-love, what you're really understanding about yourself at a soul level in this lifetime. Then I'm also going to share with you what your Venus is learning in this lifetime and what energies you can work with to balance yourself, to be reciprocal, to be open to other perspectives, other understandings, and other ways of relating to energies. In astrology, Venus is the feminine energies of receiving. She is associated with love, value, self-worth. She's connected to money and finances, relationships, friendships with women, how you receive energy, how you connect to others. And essentially, it is based in how we relate to all energies around us, how we feel worthy of receiving. And receiving can be done in numerous ways, everything from a small compliment to a big gift to receiving someone else's love and affection to feeling worthy of being loved. Many energies relate to Venus, but the root is grounded in what you believe about your self-worth, how you value you. So we're going to look at this root energy and the themes that are associated with each of the astrological signs. One thing that stands out to me about Venus is that she can also reveal how we are maturing in relationships, relationships with ourselves and relationships with others, how we are developing and growing our self-worth and understanding more of what's possible in our lives when we truly love and accept who we are as a unique soul. So the Venus energies here, you might recognize parts of yourself when you were younger. For example, you may recognize areas that you want to grow into or mature into. Energy is always in motion. All astrological energies can support our soul growth. And Venus is a really lovely, beautiful part of ourselves that wants us to feel good about who we are in this lifetime. So I hope this show gives you some insights into how to best encapsulate your natal Venus energies. Before I get started with all 12 astrological signs, I do want to make a few notes about the Venus energy in your chart. If you have Venus retrograde in your natal chart, meaning when you were born, Venus was in retrograde, this means you are really moving through past relationship energetics in this lifetime. There's a lot of review. You might need to put in more work, more effort, and more intention into relationships because that retrograde energy means that the energy needs to come inside of you first to be sat with, to learn, to understand, to go deeper in your consciousness. The retrograde means that at a soul level, there were things you wanted to correct or change in your relationship dynamics that could be potentially very healing, could be about balancing karma, could be about reviewing and learning things that in previous lifetimes were unfinished. So that Venus retrograde is a deeper layer of energies to these Venus energies, and it's showing you more of what your soul has experienced, what your soul has been through, and what you're here to really dig into in this lifetime. Now, if your natal Venus is conjunct another planet, especially another personal planet, so if you have Venus conjunct Sun, Moon, Mercury, or Mars, that Venus conjunction brings in her loving energy, meaning Venus wants to soften and support that natal planet in some capacity. Now, this depends on the astrological sign that the planets are in. But the Venus energy ends a kindness or a soft touch. It adds perhaps even a sense of relatability and beauty. And so the Venus energy really brings in another feminine layer of energy to that natal planet. And then conversely, that natal planet brings something to Venus. So if you have Venus conjunct Mercury, then Mercury is going to bring words, thoughts, and ideas to Venus. And together, they are expressing that energy. So it's a pairing. It's a pairing of energies. A Venus conjunction can also show you the energies you want to experience, receive, and attract in a partner. So Venus conjunct the moon can be very nurturing, very feminine, very emotional, intuitive, open, and that could be reflected in the type of relationship dynamics you naturally want to experience and that you also perhaps unconsciously attract. Venus conjunct Mars is a very interesting energy because Mars is the masculine and Venus is the feminine. So depending on which astrological sign they're in, there will either be a stronger masculine or stronger feminine energy. If that astrological sign, such as a fire sign or an air sign, is masculine, or if they are conjunct in an earth sign or a water sign, that is the feminine. So those energies working together can be quite interesting because it can feel like they are neutral or it can feel like they are in harmony when Venus and Mars are conjunct. And you might have to work even more at asserting the feminine or the masculine energies within yourself if they both feel that they've been tempered within you. They could also feel like they're in balance. There could be work that you do in this lifetime with that conjunction that makes it more about balancing your feminine and your masculine. Now, when Venus is conjunct the sun, it also is a reflection of your physical self, your physical energy. This is true when Venus is conjunct the ascendant. It comes through, that Venus energy comes through in how you present yourself in your self-identity. It comes through in how much you are really learning to love and accept yourself right now. So Venus conjunct any of the personal planets is bringing in lessons of self-worth, self-value, and self-love to that planet. And then that planet is also supporting Venus in establishing those energies in herself. If your natal Venus is conjunct one of the outer planets from Jupiter to Pluto, the outer planet has more of an influence on Venus. It affects how she presents herself. It affects relationships. It affects what she has come to understand about loving herself, relationship dynamics, what she needs, and how she can receive. So this is important to note that Venus will feel the energy of that outer planet strongly, and it will greatly influence how she shares in relationships and how she shows up as herself. Of course, it does depend on the energy of each planet and the astrological sign that the planets are in. So with all that being said, let's dive into each of the 12 astrological signs and talk about the strengths as well as what each sign is learning with Venus present there. Venus in Aries is here to do things her own way, and she often wants to be in charge and be the leader. Venus in Aries can be more masculine, independent, pioneering, and she is actually what's called in her detriment, meaning she isn't strong in Aries. She's strong in Taurus, and she's strong in Libra. A planet is in their detriment when they are furthest away from their rulership. Aries is the opposite of Libra, where Venus is strong. Venus in Aries is perhaps too independent at times. And this can work against her when she's unconscious of it. This Venus in Aries is really good at working on her own, and she tends to be very selective about the types of relationships that she enters into or that she can be compatible with. She has to be aware of what she brings forward, of how she responds, of how she feels. Venus in any fire sign is going to be fiery, but this can also be inspired and motivated. But Venus in Aries is also perhaps fighting something, and that's part of the Aries energy. It's looking at what are you fighting? What are you fighting within yourself or in other people that's unconscious? Once that is made aware, once you're see that and understand it, then the energy can be softened. And so Venus in Aries is learning from her opposite sign of Libra to cooperate, to talk about things, to talk it out, to be aware of another perspective, another side, and to look at where she can be more objective. So Venus in Aries could find that at times she doesn't want to be in relationships or she doesn't want to relate to people. She wants to do it on her own, but she's learning that she can work with others and that this can be something that she can choose selectively without sacrificing her independence, her uniqueness, her needs. In fact, she brings that forward and can inspire more people around her. Venus in Taurus is a very strong placement. This is, in fact, where Venus is at her best, where she gets to enjoy the best of life. And she really enjoys beauty, colors, art, music, anything that's creative. She enjoys the senses, food, beverages. This is where Venus in Taurus can indulge and find peace. This is her natural state. This is where she feels good receiving, where she wants to be comfortable. Venus in Taurus can be very aware of what creates comfort in her life, where she feels stable. This can be related to needing stable, reliable relationships, as well as the stability associated with money and finances and her lifestyle. Venus in Taurus can even be materialistic and overly focused on false things that don't really bring her true pleasure. So what this Venus in Taurus is learning is that as much as she enjoys doing things on her own and being in her own private world, enjoying the best of life, to open up and to know that there are other people who are trustworthy, to know that there are people that you can share your life, your values with, and that she doesn't want to be overly focused on only what can be experienced through the five senses. Meaning, this is a Venus in Taurus that can be unconsciously materialistic or shallow and only be focused on things that seem to be valuable. She's asked to go deeper. Deeper into what she feels, deeper into what's happening below the surface. And again, to know that it can be very rewarding to share herself with others and to not only stay in her own energies. So Venus in Taurus has the capacity to share and open up, and it's through other people that she can understand more of what she truly values and truly finds meaningful. Venus in Gemini is an intellectual. She has a very active mind and she looks for stimuli. She wants to read, she wants to write and speak and express and connect with people. Venus in Gemini is very social. She can also be very much in her head and focused on what's in front of her. This is the energy of what's going on in social media or what is the latest book at the library. Venus in Gemini has a lot that wants to be moving through her mind and that she wants to talk with people about. So she might have friendships with many different kinds of people. She may be very chatty, very social. This is a Venus that can also be very much in her head to the point where she's only focused on her thoughts and doesn't drop down into her heart. So Venus in Gemini needs to know how to get out of her mind, go into her heart, check in with how something feels, and she also needs to go have bigger experiences. She needs to stretch beyond her mind and beyond her current world and get out into the world, take action, and not only get stuck in conversations or words or things that she's thinking about. So Venus in Gemini is actually learning from Sagittarius energy that it's good to take a risk. It's good to go try something new. It's good to have some new experiences that maybe feel a little bit big or overwhelming at first, but show her more of the world, show her more of what can be experienced and felt. And again, to drop into her heart, to drop into her body, and to allow there to be movement in her body and to not be reading on the couch or staring at a screen too much, that real relationships are experienced through in-person connections and by creating shared experiences together. Venus in Cancer is very soft, loving, and kind. This is an energy of perhaps feeling self-protected in relationships, wanting to make sure it's safe to share, safe to open up. Venus in Cancer feels a lot, wants to have a beautiful home, a beautiful safe space. She also needs places that she can go to process her feelings. When she's feeling sensitive, when she's feeling very open, she wants to know that she is safe in how she's feeling. So this is where it's very important to have relationships that honor your emotional world and give you the ability to express what you're feeling as you ride the waves. Because Venus in Cancer can be moody, can be shifting with the tides, can feel very differently every day of the week. And this is part of how you're tuned in and tapped into the bigger energetic cycles of the world. And this can be used in a very positive way when you feel safe, when you feel safe to be yourself and you feel safe in relationships. Venus in Cancer can be very connected to the mother or have strong mother needs. It can also reveal to you where in this lifetime you are becoming your own mother, where you are mothering yourself and really honoring your feelings without it being too much for other people. Venus in Cancer is learning about boundaries, very clear boundaries in this lifetime, energetic and emotional boundaries, where you take responsibility for what's yours and you don't expect others to take care of you, because there can be an unconscious desire to find a mother or find someone who is that safe womb, but you are meant to create that in yourself and to generate that through your own boundaries. So having boundaries is very important to Venus in Cancer. Also knowing that you do not need to be everyone's caretaker, that you can unconsciously be trying to take care of everyone else's needs while sacrificing your own and feeling depleted. So Venus in Cancer is about really looking at your energetic container, how you show up in relationships for others, but to not overextend yourself or to be their caretaker. Venus in Leo is quite confident and strong. This is the energy of wanting to feel recognized in relationships, wanting to be seen, wanting to be viewed through the strength of who you are, whether that's how you show up, your creativity, your artistic expression, your leadership. There is a need to feel validated with Venus in Leo. This is a very strong energy where you have a strong willpower, perhaps a strong gut level instinct. You're looking for relationships that are interesting, inspiring, fun, that also help you feel good about yourself. Venus in Leo wants to feel attractive, wants to look their best, and wants to even feel like they are in control of the dating dynamic. They're very much aware of love and how to be a flirt. This is a very passionate energy that wants to be cherished and adored, because that Leo energy wants to receive attention. That is important in relationships. And when that isn't felt, when you don't feel valued, recognized, or cherished, then things come up and reveal to you perhaps more of how you need to do that for yourself. How can I cherish myself more? How am I overly dependent on what other people think of me or how they view me? How do I need to elevate this energy in myself so that regardless of what anyone else is doing, I still feel my own passion for life. I like how I'm expressing myself. I really cherish how I'm showing up in the world as well as in these relationships. Venus in Leo is also learning to step back from being the center of attention, but to open up to more ways of experiencing love, where it doesn't have to be just one single definition. It can be the multiple ways that you connect with other people through the heart. Leo is very much about the heart. And with this energy, I feel like there can be a single-minded definition of what love is, when really love can exist in various unlimited forms. So you're learning to open up to all the love in the world, all the types of relationships that are possible, and to not sacrifice or diminish your own self-love, but rather to fill your own tank even more and not be overly dependent on how someone else views you or how they see you. Venus in Virgo is wanting to be helpful, wanting to contribute, wanting to be of service. This is also the Venus of self-care and looking at what the body needs. This can be a very strong placement for being tuned in to your physical healing, your energetic healing, and the energy that your body runs. Virgo is very much about the physical self as well as the mind. So Venus in Virgo is how you are working together, body, mind, and soul, to really love all of yourself and to be very aware of any critical messages or limiting self-love messages. Sometimes the Virgo energy can be too focused on whether something is good enough. And looking at guilt, perfectionism, looking at what needs to be improved, and really managing those messages for yourself, making sure that you're not flooding yourself with lower consciousness messages. Instead, you're very aware of how you are a beautiful person in motion, that every day you may be taking care of yourself and focusing on routines and working away, being very clear in what matters to you, but to ensure that you're connecting to a higher vibration of self-love in the spiritual realms. Venus in Virgo is learning to not be too focused on the real world, to not be overly focused on what she can or cannot do, on what she did or did not do, but to see herself as a beautiful energy field in human form and to accept everything about herself, whether she sees them as flaws or not. Venus in Virgo is very supportive. It's a good friend. It's wanting to bring something valuable forward and to contribute to something that has meaning, that's important. This Venus in Virgo has to be very aware of her own critical messages, but when she is, she can really be this beautiful vessel of love, of self-love, self-acceptance, and she can really get into how to combine the practical energies of our daily life with the areas of our life that we can't control and that we don't need to take on. Venus in Virgo also needs to give herself a break, to not put herself under too much pressure, to always be working, always be involved, always be taking care of other people, because Venus in Virgo likes to be there for others. It wants to have that value add of how can I support someone with what they're doing? How can I be a part of this organization? How can I participate? But it's very important for Venus in Virgo to start with herself, to start with noticing, wow, I did a great job on that project. I really improved that process, or I really brought a lot to the table that was helpful and beneficial. She needs to acknowledge herself. She needs to be aware of how she is contributing to the bigger picture and not only be focusing on what she's doing for others. The other thing about this Venus is that she also needs to make sure that in relationships, she is open-hearted and that she isn't only in her head or in her mind, and to make sure that she can drop into her heart and to feel what's going on under the surface and to not allow the messages of the mind to be the only energies that she taps into. Venus in Libra is one of her home signs and her favorite astrological energies to experience. Libra is a masculine energy and it's associated with balance. Venus is a feminine energy. So here we have the interplay between the feminine and the masculine. And Venus in Libra is about conversation. How can I connect with others? How can we work on this to create a win-win? What is the best case scenario? Where can we find solutions? Venus in Libra wants to experience healthy relationships with other people in all areas of her life. She tends to bring a savviness to conversations and to experiences. This is a very strong Venus. And what she is learning is how to remain in herself, in her own self-identity, without sacrificing that for the relationship or the connection. Meaning, trying to keep the peace can be an unconscious desire for this Venus in Libra, and it can get to the point where she forgets who she is or what she wants. So it's very important that Venus in Libra understands what she needs in relationships and how to ask for those needs, how to make that request, how to put it out there, because she can be very aware of what other people want and feel very fulfilled trying to make them happy, trying to be very social and please them. But relationships are a two-way dynamic, and so there needs to be awareness around how much Venus in Libra is giving versus how much she's receiving. And it's allowing herself to receive. It's allowing herself to take a step back or to allow someone else to bring energy forward. And so when she can master this dynamic, then Venus in Libra is really in a place of balance and there can be even more healthy relationships. It's also important for her to talk things out. And so it's important to have friendships, relationships, connections where conversations are important to both parties, where you can be civilized, so to speak, and say, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking, and what's going on for you. Venus in Libra has that strength, but has to make sure that she's in connections with others who have the same values, who also want to talk it out and can have those conversations at that level. Otherwise, this Venus in Libra could feel like she's always talking and expressing and trying to create a connection. But if it's not reciprocal, this is where she can be codependent. So Venus in Libra has to ensure that the relationship is equal and that she's not going into these codependent situations because she's expecting someone to show up or to do something when that's not really who they are. Venus in Scorpio is a passionate, intuitive energy. And this is another sign where Venus is in her detriment. That means she's furthest away from her home sign of Taurus, and she can feel a lot under the surface. Venus in Scorpio is often where we're processing very deep fears in relationships. And this can show up through the fears around manipulation, betrayal, lying, control, abuse, simply not trusting other people. So Venus in Scorpio in this lifetime is learning to trust herself through the experiences of relationships. And she could have many relationships that end, that are over, that she's done with, she can't participate in, because it's part of her healing journey. And it's more intense than other Venus energies. So I just want to call that out because the Venus in Scorpio experience can be very different from other people's understandings of Venus. And she needs to be validated for who she is and what she is moving through in this lifetime. Venus in Scorpio needs to have a safe place to share how she feels, whether that's with a therapist, a counselor, a healer, a trusted friend, but she needs to have a way to work through her emotional world, especially if she's feeling jealousy or envy, and to rise above it. But the Scorpio journey is first about going deep, going deeper into the root of these feelings and these experiences. And it could be that there has been an accumulation of energies across multiple lifetimes that you're working through in this lifetime and healing in a very deep way. This is where it takes a lot of intentional work because Venus in Scorpio wants to connect with people. She wants intimacy. She wants to share, but she's looking at trust and she's looking at who she can trust, which ultimately begins with herself. So that's the paradox, is that Venus in Scorpio is learning to trust herself. And once she has that grounded and clear, then she will experience healthy relationships with other people. Venus in Scorpio is learning how to be grounded, how to be clear, how to not dive too deep into that deep end at times, how to balance herself energetically, and also to remember that there are good, solid people that she can trust. And so part of her work is in using whatever comes up in relationships to enhance her self-worth and her self-love and to accept herself first. And this is where a lot of work may be required. Another thing that can show up with Venus in Scorpio is that she gets overly invested in healing other people and putting energy towards others and doesn't have enough left for herself. So you want to manage how you're sharing your energy, how you're connecting with others, and to make sure that it's being done in a reciprocal, healthy manner. Venus in Sagittarius is often very energized, independent, and restless. This is the energy of exploring and learning. This is a Venus who is ready for adventure, ready to go, and who doesn't want to be tied down. Venus in Sagittarius tends to have opinions. She has her viewpoints about the world, about what she thinks is right, what she thinks is wrong, what she thinks is appropriate. And she tends to want to connect with others around the bigger topics in life. Sagittarius is about what we learn, what we experience. And oftentimes the Sagittarius energy is how we have many types of relationships that we learn from. Venus in Sagittarius collects wisdom from relationships. She understands, well, this is what this friendship is teaching me. This is what this relationship is showing me. This is what this connection is helping me understand. This is often a Venus who wants to grow. When she is open, when she feels ready to expand herself, she can see how diverse the world is, that there's many viewpoints, there's many experiences, but she doesn't have to be in a place of deciding what is right and wrong. And so this Venus in Sagittarius is learning through various experiences how relationships can be a source of growth in various areas of her life. So variety is the key here. Venus in Sagittarius, because she's independent, because she likes to be motivated and wants to be on her own, she doesn't want just any type of relationship. She needs to connect with somebody over those shared beliefs, over a similar worldview. And she wants the freedom to keep growing. She's going to be shifting a lot throughout her life. This could be where you have friends of many different cultures, many different backgrounds, many different belief systems. You have different friends in different stages of your life that reflect who you were then. But this energy, it needs to keep moving and it needs to have space to roam. So the best relationships for Venus in Sag are often those that allow and honor her independence. However, there is a part of her that needs to come back down to reality and learn to talk things through. This is where the Venus in Sagittarius is learning from Gemini to have conversations, to listen, to understand the specifics of people's lives, of their experiences, and to honor how different people can be. This can be a very open-hearted connection when that Venus in Sagittarius is not expecting people to be a certain way. So you want to watch for expectations and also exaggerations. Exaggerations in relationships or almost like this roller coaster. Because Sagittarius can go very big and then come back down. It's like there can be a lot of energy here that needs to be managed and you need to be aware of what you bring forward. Because you could overwhelm people and not know it. You could overwhelm people with your thoughts, your opinions, your experiences, and it's too much for them. So that's one thing to be aware of in terms of how Venus shows up in Sagittarius. Venus in Capricorn tends to be mature, responsible, and serious. This is where you could feel like an old soul. You could feel like you are the older person in a relationship, regardless of your age. You could feel like you have to take on more responsibility or be in charge of more energies in the relationship. Venus is not in her strength in Capricorn, simply because when she's younger, she can feel burdened by the world, burdened by the relationship. She could feel like she'd rather be alone than have to work something out with others. So Venus in Capricorn is learning to share. She's learning to open up. She's learning to go into her heart and to hear what she needs. Then she's learning that she can trust other people to show up for her. And so once this Venus in Capricorn is truly grounded and clear, she matures in her heart. It's almost like she comes in with an understanding of the world, responsibilities, what matters to her, what she needs to do. In fact, she can be overly focused on her career in order to avoid her heart or to avoid her relationships. She can even be very much focused on her priorities so that she doesn't have to be vulnerable. But this is a Venus that can trust the right people and probably takes time to create relationships. And that's because of the Capricorn energy of the long term. Let's see where this goes. Let's see what unfolds. So when Venus in Capricorn really connects with somebody, she likes them, she feels safe, they have common priorities, common goals, common energies, she will stick with them for the long term. And she wants that stability. She wants those long-term relationships that are supportive, that ultimately allow her to be who she is in the world. Venus in Capricorn is often sophisticated. She is very aware of how she comes across. She is aware of her appearance and how she shows up at work, at school, with fashion. And she could be assessing others. She could be watching them to see how they act, how they behave, the words they choose, in order to determine if that's someone she wants to have a friendship with, a connection with, a relationship with. So this is a slower moving Venus, and she's an observer. She also wants reliability, and she doesn't want to play games. So there's a maturity here. And as she ages, Venus in Capricorn steps into her beauty more. She can be considered a classic beauty energetically. There's something, again, sophisticated about this. And there can also be a sense that she really embodies the wisdom of her experiences and the wisdom of relationships. Venus in Aquarius is creative, dynamic, and independent. She is often ahead of her time in some ways. She has her own sense of fashion, her own beauty desires, her own unique look. She sets the trends. She's aware of what is coming next or what happens next. And I really see this come through in fashion. It's usually a Venus in Aquarius or some type of strong Aquarius energy that is aware of where the trends are heading or what people will want next. Venus in Aquarius can be everybody's friend. She can know a lot of people, have a big network, be very aware of what's going on in the world. Yet she is a paradox because she wants to be left alone. And so she might not want to have deeper connections with people if they inhibit her independence or if they get too personal. And so part of what she's learning is how to go into her heart and that it's okay to connect from there, where you can have amazing conversations and share great ideas and know a lot of wonderful people. But look at what's in your heart. Prioritize what you need to feel. And those are the kinds of people that you can have even better connections with. And they're going to feel even more authentic. Venus in Aquarius needs the space to do things her own way. She wants the freedom to make a change of plans. She wants the ability to be unpredictable. She smiles when she can be a little bit rebellious. Chances are she's really focused on the bigger picture of her life and who she can connect with, who she has shared passions with. As someone who is on the same page with her about world views, world matters, what is a big picture idea, what is a big picture vision. This is a Venus in Aquarius that can be very inspired, but she's also learning how to put all of that chatter and ideas into action, how to make it into something tangible and clear without being scattered or too flaky, without feeling like she's being pulled in all these different directions. So Venus in Aquarius is learning to come into her heart and tap into what she feels, to go into these places in herself that help her find clarity, that tap into her unique spark and ground her in the truth of what matters to her for the long term, as well as knowing that she can connect with people through all of her energies, not simply through her mind or through digital or through something cerebral. I feel like what Venus in Aquarius is reminding herself of is that she also wants to strengthen her relationship with herself and not be too focused outside of her. And then finally, we come to Venus in Pisces. And this is a lovely placement for Venus. She is kind, loving, compassionate. She wants to support other people. This is the energy of a great listener, feeling very intuitive and very creative. Venus in Pisces likes her privacy, and so she can even retreat from relationships and need her own space every day. This is where she wants to go off into her own fantasy land or do something that takes her out of this world, that literally takes her out of her daily responsibilities and gives her an opportunity to tune into what she's feeling and what she's experiencing. Venus in Pisces can be very sensitive, highly empathic, and very aware of others. And because of that, she can be an amazing friend. But she needs to be aware of what she's bringing into the relationships and that she is allowing others to give back to her, that she doesn't shut down what she needs, and that she's not too emotional about everything. This is where you can feel a lot, which is a beautiful gift. But it's also managing that, balancing that. So Venus in Pisces is learning to step away from her emotional body, to step out of everything that she's feeling, and to practically assess what is happening. She can be highly sensitive, and that can be too much for other people at times, or she can feel misunderstood, and then she retreats. Then she pulls back and says, okay, I don't want to share, or I want to be left alone. So Venus in Pisces is learning how to honor her emotional world and to trust her feelings while also having the strength to show up and share who she is without feeling that everything is personal or without feeling that she's picking up too much energies around her. She is also learning the importance of boundaries in relationships. Venus in Pisces can do a lot for others, whether that's friendships, work, personal relationships, romantic relationships, and she can have a lack of boundaries. Pisces is the ocean. Pisces is where water just continues to flow and move, and you can lose track of the land. You can lose track of the shoreline. So Venus in Pisces needs to establish what she needs to feel good in relationships, to really look at who respects her, who honors her, who values her. And of course, all of that starts with herself. All of that begins with how she understands who she is and honors her inner world while also sharing that with other people who have the same appreciation for who she is. Venus in Pisces also needs to be aware of idealizing people, of making sure that she is seeing others as who they truly are, not who she expects them to be, or that she's not wearing those rose-tinted glasses to see them. She needs to be grounded in the truth of who others are, and this will help take care of her heart and help her trust herself. So part of the journey of Venus in Pisces is understanding that she's going to feel a lot of things, and she's going to want to see the best in others, but she also needs to balance that with the energies of Virgo, which is understanding that you accept people at face value and how they're showing up, and don't assume that they are more than they are, and don't assume that they are this beautiful, perfect person. And this applies to all of the relationships that Venus and Pisces is in. So there we have all 12 astrological signs as experienced through Venus. Of course, this is just a rundown and some insights about the energies. You can find out more about Venus by examining her in various astrological books, as well as going into your own relationship experiences and putting the pieces together of what you've experienced, what the themes are, what you're working on, what you're improving, and of course, taking responsibility for yourself. Venus is rooted in how we love and accept ourselves in this lifetime, and it's ongoing work. It's an ongoing process, and it shows up through other people, and it shows up through our ongoing relationship with ourselves. So when you can take ownership of that and you can love who you are, love your unique essence, love your individual self, and understand that you are absolutely worthy of love because you're the one who generates it. You're the one who creates that self-value and that self-worth in yourself. The more that you feel strong in this and clear, the more it will infuse your energy field and infuse the people that you connect with. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about. As always, I appreciate your time, energy, and attention as we share these astrological conversations. I hope that you always get something valuable from every podcast episode. I'll be back on Wednesday for another look at our weekly astrological energies. And in the meantime, you can find out my latest astrology courses over at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. Have a beautiful day ahead, friends. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon.